took it away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Been instrumental in what's happened in Venezuela. Will be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll open the phones up for special operations folks, former or current, to give their take. Right now, I saw this graphic breakdown that's very accurate from what I've seen. And we won't have time to put the full thing right now, but in post, we posted on X later, we'll have the full report on what happened Saturday morning in Caracas. Here's the breakdown.
How do you capture a high-value target when the whole world is watching? You create a masterclass in deception. The CIA set the stage with a single building as bait and filled the sky with 150 aircraft to create a deafening sonic shield for the helicopters to drop Delta forces. The 35s lit up the perimeter, turning night into day. By the time the dust settled, the helicopters had already touched down and Maduro was gone. We'll also look at how the U.S. uses the F-35 jets and its Navy to launch a large-scale attack, all in the video ahead. In the dead of night that is 2 in the morning, the lights went out in Caracas. By 5 a.m., the president of Venezuela was gone. But how U.S. played a deception games. While the whole world were focused on the aircraft carriers in the Caribbean, a shadow war was being fought on the ground. This wasn't an invasion. It was a surgical extraction. We finally have the declassified timeline of how U.S. forces breached the heart of Caracas and extracted Nicolás Maduro. Let's start with step one. The setup. This didn't happen overnight. For months, the U.S. had been tightening a naval quarantine around Venezuela. The U.S. Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group and the U.S. Iwo Jima Amphibious Ready Group were parked off the coast. The pretext was clear. The U.S. designated the Venezuelan government a narco-terrorist state, specifically targeting the drugs lords, but while the Navy squeezed the coast, intelligence assets were tracking one man. They waited for a specific window, a moment where Maduro was stationary and vulnerable. Step two, the strike. It began at exactly 2 in the morning Venezuelan standard time. High above, several F-35 stealth fighters punch a hole through the enemy lines, destabilizing their anti-air defenses. Like these Russian S-300 missiles located all over the strategic high-value target. With the skies clear, the path opens for Delta Force helicopters to fly straight towards the mission. Here comes the deception as the helicopters flew. The jets started firing with more strikes as it hit Fort Tuna, the main military base and command center, and La Carlota Air Base, destabilizing Venezuelan air support. Reports from the ground described widespread explosions and a sudden communications blackout. The chaos wasn't the goal, it was the cover. But how did the raid happen? We have to look at step three. Under the cover of darkness and chaos, the Tier 1 operators went to work. But what is the exact unit tasked with the mission? It is the Delta Force, one of the most elite secretive special forces units in the U.S. military. Witnesses in Caracas reported low-flying aircraft skimming the rooftops, flying well below radar coverage. The team breached a secure compound believed to be a safe house within the massive Fort Tuna complex. Resistance from the Venezuelan Presidential Guard was swift but ultimately futile, as the helicopters lay cover fire. The operators moved with surgical speed landing on multiple points. But how exactly the capture and extraction happened? For this, let's look at step four. Specialized helicopters hovered over the objective to insert the assault team. While dozens of attack helicopters laid down suppression fire, the Delta Special Forces descended and started the search for the high-value targets. How did they find him? Simple. The CIA had planted spy inside Nicolás Maduro close circle. While back in the U.S., Delta Force built an exact replica of his safe house, rehearsing the raid until they could do it blindfolded. While operators breached the room so fast, his security could not even react to the situation as the sound of flash grenades disoriented the security guard. Using blowtorch, they caught him before he could even lock all the doors. Maduro's shock and awe froze him as Delta Force reached the compound. Nicolás Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, were physically secured. This wasn't a negotiation.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In my kitchen, I cook what traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
This as a teaching moment that, you know, there's a lot of, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. That it, part of that is, but the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
End of an old era is here, the fourth turning. All the old international systems are collapsing. The globalists wanted to bring in austerity, centralized globalists allied with China, social credit score, medical tyranny, UN, Bill Gates, dystopic hellscape. The world's rejecting that. Populists are being elected everywhere. Governments in Latin America, Europe, Asia, Canada are responding with banning free speech, arresting political opposition. That's to be expected. It'll blow up in their face bigger. But the United States, warts and all, is still the best house in a bad neighborhood, and Trump and J.D. Vance, their messaging is dead on. Venezuela, with Cuba, China, and Mexico under it, is literally engaged in the election fraud confirmed, literally pumping money in to prop up the Democrats. You want to reestablish Monroe Doctrine, our sovereignty in our hemisphere? It's the right move. But that said, what if they don't go? What if they don't have a real election? So Trump's had to threaten Venezuela's new leader, the vice president of Maduro, the communist, with a fate worse than Maduro's, communist Delcy Rodriguez. So a lot of people are saying, well, why aren't we going to give it to the lady that got the Nobel Prize or whatever? Trump doesn't know there's going to be an election. But the communists have the infrastructure right now, And so if we don't want to put boots on the ground, we need to get them with an exit strategy. Meet the press is attacking Rubio. Why did you grab the other people that have been indicted? Oh, run five more of those operations? No, we're giving them a chance. We already gave Maduro a chance to leave with hundreds of millions of dollars and go into abstention. But he didn't. So Trump is being very cautious and very measured. But in his rhetoric, he's not threatening to hit Cuba, Colombia, Mexico, which is all part of the same combine. But make no mistake, it's about China doesn't get the $18 trillion in oil and the election fraud stops. And as Patrick Byrne said and others have said, it was elements of the CIA, Obama and others, really above even China through Venezuela doing this. So the deep state is using Ukraine, it's using London, and it's using Venezuela as its city-state systems to try to undermine and control the global empire that America was in control of. So how does America go to soft power, secure our homeland, bring the jobs back, and then through soft power, be still the dominant force in the world, but no longer doing it by offensive military action, which has demonized us in the world and also bankrupted us. So, and the plan was to transfer everything to China, deindustrialize us. We were right down to that moment. The last minute, Trump grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. Patrick Byrne on X, enemy within docuseries.com, founded Overstock, some other companies, has been partially classified, worked infiltrating Russians and setting them up, worked for the CIA, and then did work infiltrating Hillary Clinton and doing all that. And that's recently been released. And so he's really, though, been focused on Venezuela. He's a big libertarian, headed up after Milton Friedman died, the Milton Friedman Institute. Just like me, I've never supported any regime change. I wouldn't call this regime change. This is simply removing someone indicted by us for all his crimes and then giving them a chance to fix their own house. But, Patrick, so much to get into. We can talk about the raid, where it's going, how the left's responding. But I'm really concerned, though, about the situation on the ground, your intel, and how this is going to shake out. Because a lot of Americans are like, wait, Trump's letting a socialist communist that was under Maduro be in charge? That's just a placeholder, isn't it? Patrick Byrne, try to give us 35,000-foot view here. Very historic. But I've never seen you so happy. I was watching you during the break. You're very happy right now.
I'm ready to. I've got my happy feet on today. Yeah, I'd say so. First of all, the military attack. You know what I've heard about Peter Hegseth from all quarters? That he's smart and decisive. So there's all these naysayers on him, but from all quarters, what I hear is the guy's smart and decisive and actually very capable. That militarily, this was great. I've got two questions about. So first, I've heard two things. One is that Delcy actually dropped the dime on Nicholas. Delcy let the CIA know. Guys like this always have three or four different, they create the appearance of being in three or four different houses each night. See, it's like a shell game. You don't know which to hit. Delcy Rodriguez tipped off the CIA where he was as her own way of maybe making some deal. I was horrified to hear when the president said that he was going to keep her in place. And I thought, geez, this is one of those times that I just don't see eye to eye with him. I'm actually seeing and hearing a bit more logic. This could be a masterful play. So as I've walked through with you, Delcy and her brother, Jorge, are the stepchildren of Carlos the Jackal. Their father was a Venezuelan terrorist who kidnapped an American executive. He went to prison. He killed in prison or killed by the CIA, we don't know. They grew up as the stepchildren to Carlos the Jackal, diehard anti-American communist. So my first reaction is, ugh, how can we make this deal and let her stay president? But thinking about it, and as more has come out, and I've heard more about the plan, I actually get sort of an evil con. Listen, I've seen Civil War. I've seen the aftermath of Civil War. It's nothing that we want, even on our worst enemy. People have, it's so bad. And if the cost of not having Venezuela go through a civil war is some kind of accommodation of Delcy, letting her rule for a couple months, or maybe it's just a few weeks, we don't know, until some other institutions can be shored up and, you know, some financial controls put on the government so they stop stealing from their own people and a healthy, we actually are very good at helping other nations do their election. Third world nations have real elections. We're great at that. We're terrible at them ourselves, but We actually, the State Department has a very good system, and we have a real election, and maybe in a year, the Maria gets elected. You know, if what that buys us is a way to get from here to there without a civil war, it's time. Some, you know, Warren Buffett said sometimes a man has to rise above his principles. Maybe this is a moment that America has to rise above our principles. If that's the price of avoiding a civil war and getting to peace, then Trump will be masterful. Look at what we did to Iraq. I'll close on this point. Look at what we did to Iraq with this jerk, Paul Bremer. Instead of doing a denazification, which took us 3 or 4 years in Germany, and we gradually, you know, just because somebody ran the water purification equipment in some village and was officially, you know, on paper a Nazi, that day, you know, we took 3 or 4 years to get through and clean up the government. We didn't do that in Iraq. Paul Bremer just threw them out overnight, and we had this chaos. We had that, you know, remember.
That's right. You need to leave the bureaucracy, which again, like, I have a small crew. They're great.
Yeah.
If somebody came in and took over and got rid of them, tried to do another show, they couldn't. They don't know how things work. So I mean, that was my concern, was the bureaucracy. It makes perfect sense to go and take control of the bureaucracy, make it then prepare for the election. My concern is she's been doing a lot of rhetoric. Maybe that's just rhetoric, but obviously there was some inside help for Delta Force and all this for it to go so flawlessly. Here's Marco Rubio being confronted on national TV about why didn't you take them all out? Well, because then it'd be a totally failed state. Then it would go into civil war, which they've been hoping, which I said was the trap with the CIA. Here it is.
I'm confused. Are they still wanted by the United States? Why didn't you arrest them if you are taking out the narco-terrorist regime?
You're confused? I don't know why that's confusing to you.
They're still in power.
I mean, it's very simple. You're not going to go in and wrap up. But you can't go. You're going to go in and suck up five people. They're already complaining about this one operation. Imagine the howls we would have from everybody else if we actually had to go and stay there 4 days to capture four other people. We got the top priority. The number one person on the list was the guy who claimed to be the president of the country that he was not. And he was arrested along with his wife, who was also indicted. And that was a pretty sophisticated and, frankly, complicated operation.
It was.
It is not easy to land helicopters in the middle of the largest military base in the country. The guy lived on a military base. Land within 3 minutes, kick down his door, grab him, put him in handcuffs, read him his rights, put him in a helicopter, and leave the country without losing any American or any American assets. That's not an easy mission. And you're asking me, why didn't we do that in five other places at the same time? I mean, that's absurd. I do think this is one of the most, you know, daring, you know, complicated, sophisticated missions this country has carried out in a very long time. Tremendous credit to the U.S. military personnel who did it. It was unbelievable and tremendous success. And today, an indicted drug trafficker who was not the legitimate president of Venezuela,
right,
who we don't recognize, the Biden administration didn't recognize, 60-something countries don't recognize, the European Union doesn't recognize, and many countries in Latin America don't recognize. He was a indicted drug trafficker. He was arrested. His wife was arrested.
Right,
also
but the
indicted,
others, the others who are also indicted
in
are still
system of courts.
The others who are also indicted are still in place. So that's the point of my questioning there. But you talked about not being the legitimate.
So you wanted
president.
Us to land in five other military bases?
No, I'm asking why you chose that this was the limit of the military operation. But to your point that you just made, that that Maduro was not the legitimate president.
He was the guy who was claiming to be the president.
Right. Well, the opposition.
He was the top target.
Okay.
Okay, so let me say this, Patrick, because you're really smart. You're an insider on this, and you've really been at the heart of it. So I want to, where do you see this going? What are the pitfalls? Why is Trump talking about striking other countries? How does China and Russia respond? Does China use this model and go in and grab the leadership of Taiwan? It was a secret deal made with China and Russia. They can move into Ukraine, move into Taiwan, and then Trump's going to move into Latin America and kick them out. What's really going on here? But the bigger question is, I want to get to is, obviously, because you're the one with the lawyers and people that got into their former intelligence heads and stuff that chronicled all this and predicted it, Maduro now in their hands for the Democrats and the deep state and the money laundering and the election machines, they've got to be really scared now, obviously, to get him to turn state's evidence and blow the whistle on the deep state, and Trump just bypasses the entire DOJ and just in this trial brings down the entire system. That's what I'm hearing is really going on. Patrick Byrne.
Well, great, a lot of points there and great points wrapped up. One, I don't think the Chinese have anywhere near the capability to pull off joint, they only really developed joint doctrine in the last 10 or 15 years, like getting the different pieces to work together. So they've got no demonstrated ability to do something like this. Secondly, you raise a very interesting point about Hugo Carvajal. You know, for the last couple of weeks, people were saying, why doesn't he just leave? The U.S. has been offering him all these great deals. We've talked about it. I said he couldn't. It may be the case he can't leave. Remember, because he's protected by a bunch of Cubans. In fact, yesterday, Cuba came out and announced they had 32 Cubans killed defending Hugo Carvajal. His intelligence.
For people who don't know, explain who that is. People don't know the name. I mean,
not Hugo. I'm sorry, Maduro. There in Venezuela, he was protected by Cuban bodyguards. His intelligence apparatus is Cuba. Think of this as communist, diehard Fidel Castro. His shadow is still. He put in place 65 years ago a Bolivarian revolution, ultimately to destroy the U.S. This is he. You know, Fidel Castro was like the father figure to Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez was a bastard, and Fidel sort of became his father. These guys, this is a Cuban operation. Cuba latched onto the wealth of Venezuela and exploited it. Again, it's all about overthrowing the U.S. So it could be Maduro could not have, if Maduro had tried to flee and get to the airport, he would have been killed before he got to the airport. So it's not entirely out of the question that some deal was even made beforehand, that Hugo said, well, if you can come in here and wipe out my security and get me out of here, I'll turn everything over to you. He's been offering for, now I'm not, you know, it's either that or Delcy sold him out. I don't know, I've heard both versions of the story, but I think he's going to cooperate. I think guys like this aren't tough at all. He's probably trying to talk to people right now. If he's out of court, he's saying, I'll tell you everything. He's already come out and said, by the way, he said a year ago, when Trump was first in, look, the FBI, Biden told me to send you all these terrorists and killers. We met with them in Panama.
That's right. He already signaled. So really, this is face saving. I agree with that. His own people didn't know, but this extraction, I agree with that theory. I think that's where it's going, is he's about to turn state's evidence.
Oh, yeah. He's not tough. I do know that at Rikers Island, Hugo Carvajal, the military, the guy who made a proffer a month ago, the military intelligence general from Venezuela that we have in Rikers, he's P. Diddy's cellmate, first of all. And they spent the weekend arranging a welcoming party, literally a welcoming party of all the for Maduro when he showed up. Yeah, I think that he's going to turn state's evidence. He may have agreed to do it before this may have been a rescue from his point of view. See, the Cubans were telling him, we need you to be a martyr. The socialism couldn't live with the idea of Nicolas Maduro fleeing. So they needed him to die as a martyr. Look, Salvador Allende, who died in Chile fighting Pinochet, he died, he allegedly shot himself. He didn't shoot himself. His Cuban bodyguards at the end shot him and then said he died fighting for the revolution. Like, you know, and that's what they were going to do with Nicolas Maduro. So this may have been a rescue mission. He could well have already negotiated. I'm going to give you everything. He does seem, in some of the close-up pictures, he seems
relieved. He seems very happy. No, that was my gut level this morning.
He looks like he's having the time of his life. You know, he's going to have to spend maybe the rest of his life, maybe less, in a place in a camp like in Allentown, Pennsylvania, growing tomatoes and living about like in a college dorm. But he's going to give up. They're going to give up. He's going to give up the whole regime. But what I really, you raise a great point. I don't think this should stay in the DOJ. This is a national security matter. This is why we wrote the laws. This guy should be taken over by the Department of Defense, which has a whole different set of laws about what they can and can't do. Everything should be constitutional and legal. But this isn't just arresting a criminal. This is a guy who's been running. He's been part of a war. Americans don't even understand this kind of war. But this is an enemy combatant that we captured and need to treat like we captured Himmler during the war. We need to find out what he knows.
100%, because they're not. He was already wanting to leave, and Trump had a deal, but then he couldn't leave. Obviously, they weren't going to let him leave. All the evidence points towards that. And so, hell, he might have texted an asset where he was so they'd know, because he looks in the videos, body language doesn't lie. It's all the videos. He looks relieved.
Yeah, he thought he was never going to get out of there alive. We know the Cubans were telling him, you can't leave. You've got to die fighting as a patriot for your country, Venezuela. Then they can paint him on the billboards. Then they can make another...
Just like when this is all Fidel's ideas. Say what you want, he's super smart. Che Guevara's getting too big for his britches. Send him to South America, then get him killed, then make him a martyr.
Che Guevara was like in touch with... Che Guevara was sold out by Fidel Castro. I forget if that's even Dominican declassified, but I know that from some people involved. Fidel was scared of the man was becoming a myth, a challenge to Fidel. Fidel sold him out to the CIA and the Green Berets killed him. It was all set up. So they need to make, so then they made this big martyr out of him. I think that the plan for Maduro, things did not look good for him a couple of weeks ago, and he found by hook or by crook, he's out of it, whether it was planned or he just...
Yeah, well, this is a global exclusive. I was already thinking this last night and this morning, watching the videos, the body language. Other people saw it too. They go, what? Is this staged? He looks... No, it wasn't staged. The rescue, they were holding him to make him a martyr. He'd already said the deal was made. It'd been reported twice to leave, but he couldn't. Obviously, they're not going to let him leave because they wanted to push Trump into a full invasion. Instead, Trump did the limited action. I got to say, really gracefully done. And from my sources, now you've got yours, he's going to sing like a canary. And now that you just laid those other pieces out, there's our headline. Global exclusive. President Trump launched mission in Caracas to save Maduro from Cuban intelligence forces working for China. Or how do we say that? Because that's it. You know, global exclusive. Trump's U.S. military raid in Venezuela was really an operation to extract and save Nicolas Maduro to be a witness against the globalists. I mean, it's so true. That's obviously it.
Well, I think that's right. I think you should take note. It sounds like you didn't even... But yesterday or last night, I think it was, Cuba came out. Cuba had a day of mourning for the 32 Cuban patriots who died defending Maduro. There's a reason that that was his bodyguard. That was his. So we had
and
to
you
wipe
saw
them
the dictator
out.
I say we're ready to pay in blood of Cuba.
I think we're ready. Maduro knows all the secrets. Venezuela has been a key component of the whole Chinese, Iran, Russia program against us, especially Chinese and Iran. They know it's really, think of it as Cuba, Venezuela. Joe McCarthy is going to turn out to have been correct. We were penetrated by a bunch of communist spies who work for Cuba and Venezuela. Incidentally, when you spy for Cuba, you don't get paid. The only people they take to spy for them are diehard, ideologically committed people. So we know of 25 spies within the American government. Some have already been arrested. Some are going to be arrested, but Maduro is going to give their names too. That's how.
And by the way, Patrick, people that don't know you, I've known you for a long time, but I always knew you were credible. But everything you've said is batting 1,000. You're the real deal, CIA, all that. You helped expose the deep state, helped Trump get in.
I wouldn't say that.
But you already said it the other day. Sorry. It's the like, point is that we're going to come back. Because that's it. That's why Maduro's so happy. He tried to get out. He tried to take the deal. They wouldn't let him. This was a rescue mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers on it, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you look at all the photos and videos of Nicolas Maduro and his wife, when they get him up out of the armored vehicle at one point, and you know, he's so tall it's painful, he gets up, and then his wife walks through like she is just so pleased, smiling at everybody, so happy. All the photos he's posing with day after day, doing the victory sign, they were never going to let him leave. He reportedly had a deal with Trump, was going to leave a couple places in Europe. Didn't happen because they're not going to let you leave. They want to make him a martyr. They want to elicit the U.S. coming in full bore. That's what China wants. But instead, it all points towards that. It actually being a rescue mission so that he can then turn states' evidence against the Democrats on the Smartmatic, on the money laundering, on the drug dealing, on all. For those who don't know, it's a historic fact. When Rubio talks about the media, he's like, why does he say that? Cuba's the real brain trust, trained by the Russians, all the rest of it, now the Chinese. It's been backing up, backstopping Venezuela. It's been the real muscle. And then under Venezuela is Mexico. And so why wouldn't he leave? Because they weren't going to let him leave. And now that makes absolute perfect sense. I was already thinking that. I was going to ask you that when you said a real Venezuela expert that that's what things are leaning towards. Or that his vice president sold him out, and she may have done that, you know, rhetorically or whatever. But this is a big deal. Let's elaborate on that, Patrick Byrne.
Okay. Well, there's two. I'll tell you what I know and what I hypothesize. What I know and what I've been told is that Delcy did drop a dime on him, and through the CIA, she's got CIA people around her about where he would be that night. But another way of interpreting this, and I'm sure about the following, he did want to leave. And people have been over up in America, in the U.S., saying, why does he leave? He's been offered Turkey.
He said he was ready to leave 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and the reason was, I think I came on your show and said this, I'm not sure. The reason was he couldn't leave. The Cubans around him
were saying,
we need you to do the Allende. You're going to die fighting for your country. The socialist myth cannot survive its leaders fleeing off to, you know, live in Turkey in an expensive resort with $250 million. So you're going to die defending your country. So if he had even tried to drive from, I was told, and by, I know the people who literally trained Delta in the mock-up out in this in a swamp. They made a mock-up of the hideout, and some people who actually were, that know that area very well. So I know some people very inside this. They say that if he had tried to leave his palace, if he had said fine to the U.S. and tried to leave his palace and driven to the airport in Caracas, there's no way he would have survived.
They would have shot his plane down with a missile and said Trump did it.
They would have killed him. You know, his own. Venezuela is a mafia rather than a government. There's 3,000 people at the top of it who would have said, "You're going to leave us? We're all going to be hung from street lamps."
And by the way, they said that in their news when he was trying to leave. They said, "What? You're going to leave us?" They were trying to all get money too and get out.
So, and for me, I would have taken it. But Trump drives. I don't know why he didn't let the top 1,000 people flee. But anyway. It is possible. We look at what happened. Now, Maduro could not have let his own bodyguards in on it because they're Cubans. They wouldn't have gone along with it. So they had to do take the deep plunge. So it's possible that Maduro communicated to the U.S., if you can shoot your way in here and get me out of here, I'll give you everything. And so the U.S. goes in. We killed. Yesterday, Cuba announced a day of mourning for the 32 Cuban bodyguards around Hugo. And by the way, the intelligence apparatus is also designed and staffed by Cubans too, largely. It's Cuban intelligence is so powerful, in the U.S. too. So it's possible what really happened was, from Maduro's point of view, a rescue mission. Not that it made it any easier for our Delta, because his bodyguards would not have known that. And our Delta folks really did have to gun in, and the 160th of these badass helicopter pilots really did have to go schwack his bodyguard, I mean, his whole retinue and everything. But it meant that when they got to Maduro, for all we know, his attitude was, you know, he's relieved. But we don't know that for a fact. It could have been the other way. But I'd say 50-50 based on what I know, that this was what I know. This was actually kind of, from Maduro's point of view, a great successful rescue.
Now, let's talk about the different scenarios. You got the floor here. Of why Trump is saying, okay, Cuba, okay, Colombia, you want to get hit? Okay, Mexico, where this goes from here, what we do about this communist vice president, how you see things unfolding there.
Well, one thing that's going to come out is all of those presidencies were bought. All the Petro in Colombia, Sheinbaum in Mexico, they've all been rigged. They've been all rigged on this junk technology. It's not, and you see Trump trolls people. If you pay attention to what he's releasing, he's telling you the future. And since for the last week, he's been putting a lot of stuff up there about Dominion, about elections, about Smartmatic, all kinds of like hit things from the past, things that if the public ever saw, it was years ago, like an expert named Eric Spikin talking about the paper he analyzed in Georgia. And another expert, I mean, really detailed stuff the president turns out to have been keeping in his back pocket. And now in the last 4 or 5 days, he's putting it all up there on Truth Social to remind us all of this is coming together. All eyes on Georgia right now, by the way. So I think you're going to see Maduro come out and talk about all the people he's paid off. The cartel paid off. I can tell you a bunch of them. I can tell you that a lot of Hollywood celebs who you've heard about in the last 20 years defending Venezuela were paid a lot. I'm talking one of them got paid $50 million, one of them got paid $20 million. a lot of celebrities that, and you know, they're going to have a little IRS problem if they never declared, if that was done in cash. You've got IRS, you've got money laundering, you've got all kinds of problems, probably FARA violation. But I feel obligated to say, I don't know why, but a guy, do you know who Noam Chomsky is? Ever heard this left-wing guy, Noam Chomsky? He's very much associated. He's an MIT left-wing radical professor who did a lot of defending of Venezuela. Oddly enough, he's a true believer. He's not on the list of people who took a bribe. But the Hollywood celebrities that you're familiar with, you're going to be shocked who among them, not all of them, but who among them took bribes. Susan Sarandon did not. Susan Sarandon, who happens to be an old acquaintance of mine, she's one who did not.
Here, let me guess, Sean Penn?
Let's say higher powers, it's up to them to release this list of who's on it. I just give you two names I can tell you or not, Susan Sarandon and Noam Chomsky. But other names, I'm just going to say no comment. How about that?
Well, here's the deal. We can argue whether or not it was a rescue mission. I think all the evidence points towards that, the body language. It's not just one photo. It's all the photos, all the videos. He looks like he's having an orgasm, like he was relieved. She's like, oh, they're like, oh, relief.
he was going to do the Allende. He was scheduled to do to shoot himself, die valiantly defending his country.
Yeah, so I think everything points towards that. That's what I would say all evidence is. We'll have to prove it. But separately, though, definitely he's going to roll over on the Democrats and the deep state. And now it wasn't safe to talk about Smartmatic. You had judges literally fine Mike Lindell guilty for saying Smartmatic could be accessed by the internet when they're designed to do that and have internet plugs. And so now it's all coming out, all of it. What are they going to do?
I think they're really SOL. I think our judge, look, we've got a judge in DC that I've been fighting with Dominion. This is getting filed today. That says, hey, judge, it's time to unseal. The judge has been sitting on, so we have discovery with Dominion. In that discovery, a lot of things were discovered. And now we're under judicial order not to say it. Well, my lawyer, Stephanie, is also the lawyer for Sheriff Darleaf. And it all ended up as part of, you know, her point of view was, look, if we open the discovery, we found a severed head. It doesn't matter what private agreement we have with Dominion. I got to turn it into law enforcement. She turned it into law enforcement. It all got up into national security. A big part of this year has been national security arranging to get a big bunch of those documents without violating any laws.
And I can confirm by people in the cabinet meetings months ago, and good work for Susie Wallace, she was there all part of it and pushing it, that they have the truckloads Trump talked about months after I talked about it, that they have all this proof, and now you see him doling clips out to give you an idea on Truth Social every day.
Yeah, Trump reminds me of Mark Twain had a saying about somebody having all the confidence of a Methodist minister with four aces. Trump has four aces. We know, I know Trump's hand. We had something to do with providing a lot of that material. Although the government, since they've came, I would mark down Uncle Sam. It took him until really June to really get organized and start consuming what had been. But once he started consuming it, and it took him, Uncle Sam, about 2 or 3 months to get it, he's been hot and bothered about this. So they have all the evidence. Yeah, there's Noam Chomsky defending Maduro, Hugo Chavez. Yep. He didn't take a bribe. He's actually the one, and Susan Sarandon did not take a bribe.
Sure, I'll so moving on from that, let's talk about Venezuela and this vice president. And do you think they're going to back off and let there be elections, or Trump's now having to threaten new military waves if they don't?
Well, yeah, I think that there is something masterful that could be done. There's a concept called digital citizenship. Now, it's associated with CBDCs, but there's a way to make them so they're not authoritarian, so they're liberty-preserving. It's been introduced in Utah. Utah has a very advanced...
That way, Venezuelans can vote who've been part of the diaspora around the world.
You can create kind of an alternative government on digital citizenship, and like in Utah, it's running for 10 years, and they expect the normal government to just kind of dissolve as more and more citizens work through these other digital citizenship. The same stuff could be rolled out in Venezuela. You would eliminate corruption, and the Delcy Rodriguez Marxist communist corrupt part of the government would just kind of dissolve as people gradually switched on to digital citizenship. It makes their corruption.
Oh, the state would wither away. They must have read that.
Yeah, the opposite of the Marxian state would wither away. God, that's good for you. You know, that's the stupidest part of Marx. Thomas Sowell points out that Marx was really quite astute talking about the past. But anytime he talked about the future, he sounded like a kid. And one of them was talking about, well, we're going to have this wonderful world and then the state will wither away. But he never explained just how they were going to feel about withering away, for one thing. Anyway, so this is so historic. This is a pivot. This is a pivot that they're going to talk about, if they're smart, for 1,000 years, Mr. Jones, and you're rolling it too. Everything had the 2,500 years of Western history hung in the balance, and we just seem to have snaked through it so far. And this, even this thing that putting Delcy in charge, which horrified me when I first heard about it, I actually get the logic. It may be, you know, we got through the German denazification without a civil war, and that was good. We can't just really run the place, fully run it right now, because the opposition doesn't have anyone even in office anywhere. So either we have a civil war, or we got to make do with Delcy and just sort of get some very severe reforms. Reforms probably.
Sure, but Cuba's not going to give up. Their dictator said, we're going to fight and we're going to send people in. I mean, I know that's kind of a paper tiger, but how many Cubans do we think are there? They got these militias and people.
They have a lot. They have a lot. They have a lot of Hezbollah. They've got a lot of Cubans. Cuba has organized, you know, the way Cuba sees it, they were the big brother or the patriarch. And Venezuela is the little brother, but the lucky little brother got all the oil. And they were guiding them. Now, in the last 5 years, Venezuela has been chafing, like some little brothers do, chafing at their big brother and trying to be the senior in the relationship. But in any case, it is that partnership that is all the trouble in our hemisphere. When it comes out, the number of people that have been bribed, the number of people we're up against in our own hemisphere who hold themselves out as real men of the people, I'm for the people, they're just total crooks. One of them took $700 million. The Kitchners from Argentina, as I recall, that couple, I saw them on the list, $700 million they took. Danny Ortega in Nicaragua was $300 or $400 million he had taken. All these lefty men of the people politicians in Latin America, they've all been bought off with hundreds of millions of dollars from the cartel. So much for Marx. So much for.
Well, let's talk about the state of Cuba. And we also have 10 days of protests in Iran. The mullah is reportedly, the Ayatollah getting ready to flee to Russia, potentially. What do you make of all those other big pieces?
Well, I mean, it will be a monument. It's already historic, but it'll be seen as Trump jiu-jitsued our way out of World War III. Cuba is ready to fall. They'll fall economically. Iran, I don't know why they're hanging on. I've been to Iran with people in government, and even the people in government don't believe in the revolution anymore. Even mullahs don't believe in the revolution. Everybody, I've had senior Iranian people tell me quietly, where they can't be taped, things like, you know, I visit Dubai, I visit Qatar, and I cry. I cry because I look at what our country could have been and should have been if it weren't for this damn revolution. This was the worst thing. And I'm talking about people who were like, senior members of leading the revolution.
Well, that's like Gorbachev coming to the U.S. and seeing how nice it was and feeling bad. Yeah, it's like the night and day.
Yeah. So it's ready to fall, but, you know, you cut the head off a chicken and the chicken still run around. There's no point in them staying on. There's nothing they can build. They've tried their experiment. It's failed. It's just sadism or
sure. Inability. What do you make about the domestic operation, though? Talk about a chicken with its head cut off. They've got a lot of these people that mean well, Senator Paul and MTG and others, and I get their point. We don't want regime change. All these other wars were lies. I wasn't for them. This is in our hemisphere, though. This was being used to attack us. There's a big move in the left to try to break up MAGA over this, and I think Trump really needs to communicate why he did it, but also I'm concerned about him saying, under what pretext strike Cuba or Mexico or Colombia?
Well, Trump is playing this well enough. Venezuela, by turning Venezuela, it kind of takes care of Cuba by itself. Mexico and Colombia are dying regimes. If it kind of cuts their air supply, it really puts them in a fix. Time becomes our enemy. They're the ones who are trying to hang on, and time becomes our friend. If we take out Venezuela, we don't have to go and take out Cuba. It's all time will take care of cleaning up a lot of this. So, and then the shock to Iran, our whole enemy system. This is a huge shock to China, really. They, in other words, think of a miner in a coal mine, and you can say he broke his pick. He hit a rock that's so hard he broke his pick. That's what this has turned out to be. That's what Trump was, a rock so hard they broke their pick, and their pick was Venezuela. They really broke their pick and on Trump. So this really puts them, it just so changes the global outlook for us versus our enemies.
What do you think China's thinking right now?
I think China is on the one hand thinking, with all of this world in disarray, now's our moment to take Taiwan. On the other hand, they're thinking that it's the odds are too high that they fail. If they try to take Taiwan with everything else and with Trump in office, the odds, the Chinese are only going to do that when it's a lead pipe cinch, and it's not a lead pipe cinch. So on the other hand, she is looking very shaky himself. She has architected this whole world that this whole overthrow of the U.S. that was decades in the making. And he's the one who saw it through, and now they've broken their pick. They should probably retrench and just try to adopt a more friendly, get rid of Xi and adopt a more friendly form of their own communism.
And that's right. And then the Chinese have been really turning against Xi because he's like the return of Mao Zedong.
Yeah, he's trying to even be that extreme. Trying to cult a personality. So anyway, this is just an enormous, that one jujitsu move changes the whole world. I do hope that Trump is a tough negotiator. He's got to have his reasons if he leaves Delcy in. I wish he wouldn't, but if we're talking about something that's a few weeks or several months, so we get through this without civil war, it's something.
No, that makes sense if they made a deal. And then she'll shoot her mouth off just for rhetoric, for face saving. But then people say, oh, we're there to steal the oil. As Trump said, we don't even need the oil. We need it under our control so China doesn't get it. That really strengthens the dollar, doesn't it, having that $18 trillion under our control?
It does. It does, because the petrodollar has been around for 54 years now, and it strengthens the dollar to have this relationship stay, that relationship. Anyway, it certainly gives us energy security, although we already have energy. I mean, we have energy security now. But this gives our hemisphere energy. There's so much we can do. It's going to come out that Venezuela was the origin of Venezuela and Cuba have been the origin of so much evil, so much retardation of our development. I mean that in the economic sense of the hemisphere. All this corruption, all this evil socialism really emanated from that source. And with them gone, our hemisphere, it's really, we've lost three generations in our hemisphere that we can make up quickly.
No, I agree with you, but how are the Democrats going to respond now that they know the clock's ticking, the Smartmatic, it's all coming out, their election fraud, they're more and more cornered, they look completely agitated and completely scared now. I mean, they are blown away right now. How should we be on the lookout for them? Because just because they're a wounded animal, I think that makes them more dangerous.
Yeah, but we're so far inside their OODA loop on anything they had plans. We're so far. Remember, they thought they were winning November 5th last year. They had no expectation of losing. They thought it was rigged. So they've been off script since November 5th last year, just trying to mount a counteroffensive, and nothing's been successful. And this, at this point, with this loss, they'd be smart to be suing for peace. They'd be really smart to be suing for peace, so to speak, with Trump, and coming clean and getting some blanket amnesty and this whole soft coup. We've been living through a color revolution for 10 years, And I think, I mean, it's too much to hope for, but I think that they should be like thinking about how to get out of this with their skin, with their hides.
Absolutely. All right, Patrick, I'm going to let you go. We'll get you back again soon. I'm going to come up next hour and take calls. But just amazing points. So historic. And I just feel weird. I wasn't endorsing this operation. I understood why Trump was doing it, thought it made sense, had a lot of concerns. It's just so weird for me to be supporting something like this, but they've been attacking us. It's been an engine of control, and so far it's going well. And so I just hope and pray that this Iran thing doesn't go sideways and somehow try to drag us into that, because you know the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And so things are going well. The fact that it's been going so well and Trump keeps having such great success makes me nervous, because pride goes before the fall.
Well said. Well said. And you want to hear God laugh? Make a plan. However, if the Trump doctrine is using very intelligent, very strategic applications of violence, like we did with Iran, you know, 6 months ago, like we just happened this weekend, then it's not. It's the big commitments that don't make any sense.
Well, that's what Hegseth said. He said, we're not doing big, giant regime change, hundreds of thousands of troops, 10,000 miles away. He goes strategic.
Yeah. Hegseth, listen, the good thing I keep hearing about Hegseth from people, I've never met him, but what everyone tells me is he's smart and decisive, and it more than makes up for whatever the left is up in their... I don't know what they hate about him, but I know they just hate him.
Oh, they're like, he has so much energy, he's manic. No, he's decisive. They're scared of toxic masculinity. It's what we need.
Yeah, they like lawyers. They like lawyers running each other memos about everything. No, I hear from people I trust, he's smart and decisive. So anyway, he's proven himself recently.
You're right. At Patrick Byrne on X, enemywithindocuseries.com. Talk to you soon.
Hasta luego.
You got to be feeling good right now. Looking pretty happy. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out for active duty, former military, special operations, anybody from Venezuela, anybody's worked at the State Department, your view on what I've said, what Patrick said, you agree, disagree, we love to talk to you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. This is not, you know, moron radio TV. This is real stuff here. And, We're at a major crossroads. Yeah, Trump's succeeding, but you shouldn't start, you know, like they say in Pulp Fiction, sucking each other's wieners yet. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Don't forget, I'm not even plugging, the news is so huge. We got a big deal for only a few more days. Buy any supplement or anything at thealexreport.com and get a bottle of our Shilajit gummies or Atomic Defense Immune Booster supplement free. That's a big deal. Thealexreport.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there. Concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on.
Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.